episode 81 of the 90 Day Win Podcast. This is your host, Sandy V, and I am excited as we end 2022. It's time for us to think about our vision and where we are going. Vision is required to win. It's important that we understand where we desire for our life to go and how we're going to move closer to those goals we desire for ourselves. Now's the time for you to think about your vision, where you want to go, how will you end this year, and who you will work with to achieve those goals you desire for your life. Let's get it. 90 Day Win Podcast. This is your host, Sandy V. When you think about where you want to be at the end of the year, are you excited about the steps you get to take, the actions you are taking for your goals? I want to talk about visionary leaders. When you think about the word visionary, what comes to mind? A visionary leader is an individual with a clear idea of how they envision the future. They are really motivated by the opportunity to move forward and create the future they desire for themselves. They are driven, they are courageous, they are persistent. And so we're going to talk about those specific traits that someone that is a visionary must cultivate in order to achieve the wins they desire for themselves. So are you ready to actually take those steps you need to in order to achieve the goals you desire for yourself? Because now is the time. Now is the time to really get clear on your vision, to think about how you can accomplish your goals. So like I told you, a visionary leader is someone who is envisioning the future. And so in order to do that, you must be persistent. You have to keep progressing towards achieving the goal until the tasks are completed. And so sometimes that may be challenging because you are going to have obstacles that you will encounter. But a visionary leader will be always ready to try a new idea or activity to make sure they are in line with achieving the goal they desire. They remain focused no matter what those obstacles and challenges are. So when you think about someone who is a visionary that you know, you probably will realize that they are persistent in their pursuit of their goals. And then also, a visionary leader is courageous. You have to be willing to be determined and to confront conflict. And that takes for a courageous spirit. You have to use your inner strengths in order to move forward. When you think about visionary leaders, they view challenges and weaknesses as opportunities to learn and grow. So they are not fazed by obstacles that present themselves. They understand as they are moving forward on their goals, they will experience these conflicts, these challenges, and so they continue to move forward on completing the tasks required for them to ultimately get to their vision. Also, you have to be willing to be strategic in your planning. As a visionary leader, you have to be very clear. You create a plan and allow yourself to be flexible in those plans because you will envision lots of challenges as you move forward on your goal. So if you are able to plan strategically and know that you can be very disciplined and focused, you can achieve those goals. So when you create your strategy, you want to think about how to get to where you're going in the future. And so taking that time to make sure you have very strategic plans put in place it is allowing for you to have contingencies if the first option doesn't work well. So you think about being disciplined, you think about being focused, and you have a specific course of action. So visionary leaders are very clear on their goals. They have an outline and a strategic plan for achieving their goals, and they are able to empower the people that are working with and for them in order to achieve the tasks they desire. Have you experienced a situation where you were clear on the vision, but you had to work with other people to help them be comfortable with the journey that you were embarking on? A lot of times that's what entrepreneurs do, right? They create the plan, they see the vision, the future of where they desire to go. And then as they move forward, they hire employees, contractors, people who are there to help them achieve that vision. So understanding that in order to achieve your wins, you have to be real clear on your vision, and then you have to be a risk taker. We talked about this in episode 80. Are you comfortable with taking risks for your wins? Visionary leaders take risks because they understand the challenges that may accompany the change they are looking to establish. So you have to be open to accepting risks. You have to be willing to encourage the people around you to be okay with changes, and you have to take responsibility for your actions while you are achieving your vision. I love to think about Steve Jobs and all the adversity he faced when he was working with Apple, and understanding that everyone didn't see his vision, and a lot of people thought he was crazy. They had fired him. He was so driven by the future he knew he would create with Apple products. He did not care. He was willing to take risks. And as a visionary leader, you have to be okay with taking risks and understand that change means you're a risk taker. You are taking the risks for your wins. When you need change, it's important that you have a person with vision. And so visionaries see how they can make the change and be different from the status quo. They have a compelling vision for their business. They see beyond today to an empowering picture of the future. So are you a visionary? You have to be able to actualize the vision you want. You have to be disciplined to hold that picture in your mind. That's why when we create our vision board for the year, it is suggested that you have it in a space that you will see often. So when you are going through those doubts, when you're going through those challenges, you are reminded of your vision. You are reminded of why you are doing this, the purpose of your endeavors. Because every day there are some sort of challenges that you will come up with as a visionary. But if you are able to go back to why you are doing this, why this course of action is so important to you, you are able to move forward even as you face those challenges and obstacles. Every great work, every big accomplishment has been brought into manifestation through holding to the vision, and often just before the big achievement comes apparent failure and discouragement. This is a quote from Florence Stovall Shin, and I so agree with that. When you think about all of the accomplishments you have had in life, they have usually come with some discouragement, with some obstacles and failures, or what you perceive to be failures, but they all have been a part of you learning, a part of you growing. And so it's important to make sure that that vision that you have for yourself, you hold true to that. You believe it, you trust it, even when others may think you are crazy, they can't see the vision. It's so important that you know you will achieve it. You know that each day the work that you are doing is getting you closer to that goal of achieving that vision for your life. So many times people are frustrated because someone else doesn't see their vision, or someone else has made fun of them because of the choices they've made. And this is why it's important to have such a strong faith in yourself and what you're doing, because they will not understand. It's not for them to understand, but it's for you to believe. Miles Monroe said, when you believe in you, in your dreams and your vision, then it begins to attract its own resources. No one was born to be a failure. So when you are so clear about your dream and about your vision, you will ultimately attract the things that should come into your sphere to help you move forward on your journey. So don't worry about what others think. It's important that you know where you're going and what you need to do to get there. Where there is no vision, there is no hope. So if you do not have hope in your vision, you won't be able to actually make it happen. This is what George Washington Carver said. So it's important you have the vision and you have hope in yourself and you believe in yourself. I am very passionate about individuals and groups realizing what the vision is for themselves, whether it's a personal project or opportunity you are excited about, or if it's a group project. 90 Day Wins literally was started by me envisioning goals being accomplished each quarter and doing so with my team. And because of that, I was able to leverage the things I've learned from working with the team to achieve goals every 90 days to do it in my personal life. And once you have practice the 6 steps to achieving your wins, you can continually use that as your guide to achieve goals throughout the year. So you start with the first quarter and that momentum builds to keep you all the way through. So now at this fourth quarter, I'm able to see all the things I was able to accomplish. I see the things that I still desire to get done. And then I can create the plans to do just that, to achieve those goals, to get my wins every 90 days. And I am blessed to be able to share this process with other individuals who desire to move past those negative mindsets and those negative thoughts, move past the procrastination, move past the fear, and move into a space where they are continually looking at their vision, continually taking action for their wins. I love talking with goal getters. I love sharing their stories. I love hearing about the challenges and the obstacles they face and how those led to great opportunities because they were willing to take the risk because they so believe in their vision. This is why we start with vision as our first step in your 90 day wins. So are you excited to put your plans in place for your wins? Are you motivated to envision the life you desire for yourself, to envision the future that you have created for yourself? Because it's up to you, goal-getter. You have the opportunity to achieve great goals, but it requires for you to believe in yourself, believe in your abilities to achieve your wins. So vision is required to win. Vision is required for you to achieve the wins you desire for your life. It requires you to put in the work and be disciplined, be consistent, be courageous, make strategic plans, and move forward daily for your wins. Take some time today to think about your vision. Think about where you're going. I invite you to listen to episodes 2, 26, and 32, where I discuss vision and I encourage you to create that visionary mindset, to create that goal-getter mindset, to be clear about where you want to go and how you can get there by having a clear vision of your future. You don't have to have all the answers, but by you believing in yourself and taking the time to think about what you desire, this will put you onto the road of winning. I encourage you to take the time today. You are worth it. Your vision is worth it. Your future is worth it. You can create the life you desire for yourself, but it requires for you to put in the work, to be disciplined, to be focused, to be open-minded. When you are actualizing your vision, it is a discipline to hold the end picture in your mind. It takes commitment to work towards this vision each and every day. When you are igniting your passion, you drive emotions in the right direction, and then you bring out the best in yourself, all by you taking the time to actualize the vision for yourself. Allow yourself to be open-minded, flexible on how to get where you're going. You are navigating stressful situations with a flexible mind. When you are driven and motivated, believing in your vision, you can conquer your goals. You can be motivated to try new ideas and activities, to create processes that allow for you to navigate the challenges that you know you will face. A visionary leader is an individual with a clear idea of how they envision the future. Take some time to think of your future, to envision the life you want for yourself, and then know that you can achieve your goal, but vision is required for you to win. Get your wins, goal-getter. This is Sandy V. Listen to the previous episodes, episodes 2, 26, and 32, and then be excited as you prepare to end 2022. Think about the things you can accomplish. Be excited, be motivated, get with the people that can help you, and then begin thinking about what 2023 will bring and what you will do to make sure you are achieving your goals, creating that vision for your life so you can be the visionary leader you desire to be. Get your wins. It's time for you to be accountable to achieve those goals you've been talking about for so long. With 90 Day Wins Coaching, I help you achieve those goals. It's about taking action each day for your wins. Do you need an accountability coach? Go to 90daywins.com and sign up for your free discovery call with me, Coach Sandy V, and let's start winning together. You can do it and I can help you. 90 Day Wins, we're about actually helping you achieve those goals you've been talking about. Let's take action today and get your wins. First step is to sign up for your discovery call so we can talk about your vision, talk about the plans you need to execute, and then let's create that plan for you so you can achieve your wins. 90 Day Wins Coaching. Let's get it. On the next episode of the 90 Day Win podcast, we talk association, winning with your associations. Are you a part of a group of people or a organization that helps you win? We are talking about it. We are putting together a series of interviews where you talk with some of the people that are in different organizations and why they believe those organizations have allowed for them to achieve their goals, to move forward on the vision they have for their lives, you don't want to miss it. What organization are you a part of that helps you achieve your wins? Think about it and let's talk about it on the next episode of the 90 Day Wins podcast. We are winning by our associations or not. It's important for us to understand who we are being motivated by, encouraged by, and who we are working with in order to achieve our wins. So let's talk next episode of the 90 Day Win Podcast. Ignite the Goal Getter Within is the book that I wrote to encourage you to achieve your goals every 90 days. It provides the 6 steps to your wins. You can get it on Amazon or you can buy it from my website. But get your copy today so you can ignite the goal getter within. You can start achieving the goals you desire for yourself. And you can think about your vision because 2023 will be here before you know it. And you want to make sure that you are putting your plans in place. You are thinking about your vision. You are creating that vision board that I encourage you to create. And you start believing in yourself to achieve your wins. So ignite the goal getter within. It's on Amazon. It's on 90daywins.com. Get your copy today, goal getter, so you can start achieving your wins every 90 days. This is Sandra Barker McIntosh, Sandy B, and I am the author of the book, and I believe everyone can achieve their goals. They just have to ignite that fire, that passion within, and then allow themselves to stay accountable to achieve those goals they desire for their lives. You can do it, go-getter. Let's win together.